The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good morning. Welcome. It's nice to see you all. I'm a broken record. I keep on talking about how great it is to practice with others, but I do. I appreciate it. I appreciate practicing with you all. So this morning, I'm going to start us off with a poem by Rosemary Traumer. Of course. She's this poet that I just appreciate so much. And the poem goes like this. It's called Because, by Rosemary Traumer, Because. So, I can't save the world, can't save even myself, can't wrap my arms around every frightened child, can't foster peace among nations, can't bring love to all who feel unlovable. So, I practice opening my heart right here in this room and being gentle with my insufficiency. I practice walking down the street heart first. And if it is insufficient to share love, I will practice loving anyway. I want to converse about truth, about trust. I want to invite compassion into every interaction. One willing heart can't stop a war. One willing heart can't feed all the hungry. And sometimes, daunted by a task too big, I tell myself, what's the use of trying? But today, the invitation is clear. To be ridiculously courageous in love. To open the heart like a lilac in May, knowing freeze is possible and opening anyway. To take love seriously, to give love wildly, to race up to the world as if I were a puppy, adoring and unjaded, stumbling on my own exuberance. To feel the shock of indifference, of anger, of cruelty, of fear, and stay open. To love as if it matters, as if the world depends on it. I love this poem. There's the energy behind it. I just love this recognizing the heartbreak of the world and allowing our hearts to be broken and to be open-hearted. There's so much I could say about this poem. There's a lot that doesn't need to be said, I would say. But one thing I want to point out in this poem that maybe isn't so obvious the first time we hear it is how she is taking this movement from concepts to experience. We have these ideas about how things are or how they can be, and this takes us from our present moment experience. Rosemary Traumer writes, "So I can't save the world, so I practice opening my heart right here in this room." Taking it away from concepts, save the world, big, and ephemeral, can't quite get it, wrap our arms around it except as an idea. And she brings it into, so I practice opening my heart right here in this room now. Can we be with our experience? She writes, one willing heart can't stop a war, but today the invitation is clear to be ridiculously courageous in love, to love as if it matters. So she's taking this idea of stopping a war. Of course, we want the wars to stop. But is there a way that we can allow ourselves to love, to be present for our experience? And maybe some of our experience has love. Some of it's heartbreak, but maybe some of it's open-heartedness. And we could say that all of Buddhist practice, all of this meditation is about this movement of taking ideas, concepts, notions, which are important and an integral part of life. But practice is making this movement from ideas to experience right now. And there's a way we want to protest. No, the ideas are all important. You know, I'm somebody that's been chasing ideas a lot my whole life. They are important. But while we're chasing or hanging our hats on or somehow only orienting towards thoughts and concepts and ideas, our life is passing us by. We're not really present for our life. And sometimes there's good reason. Sometimes life does not feel good. It's awful. But it is our life. And the way forward is not to distract ourselves or to avoid it, which I've also done plenty of in my life. But there's this richness and this beauty that arises when we are not so much with our thoughts about what should be and what shouldn't be and who we are and who we aren't and those people over there, they should do something different, and me over here, I should be doing something different. Is there a way that we can notice that these are just thoughts? They're just thoughts. How many quadrillion bazillion thoughts have you already had? And there's this way in which we take some of these thoughts, we grab them and make this one important, and we're going to do all kinds of stuff with it. So there's this way that can we be with our experience, and it turns out that what needs to be done, what should be done, what can be done, what is being done next arises out of our being present for our experience. So often we're trying to fix and figure out and analyze and, you know, do all these kinds of things. But it turns out the next thing to be done arises, and can we be present for it instead of just overlaying our ideas about it? And what I'm saying here is so different than kind of what society tells us and our educational system tells us and all these types of things. But there is something inside of us that recognizes the to inhabit our life, to be embodied. There's something beautiful there for all of us. I'm not saying it's comfortable, and I'm not saying it's exactly what we want, but there is something beautiful. I did a small teaching this morning, and I did this earlier this morning before I came here with Mary Oliver. She has this poem, The Summer Day. I don't remember precisely the last line, but the last line is something like, and what will you do with your one wild and precious life? This idea of, you know, this wild and precious life. So is there a way that we can be present for our lives? And in some ways, meditation practice helps us to see the difference between a concept, a notion, an idea, a view, an opinion, all these things, and an experience, what's actually happening. And maybe there's also an image. So we have maybe ideas that are words. We might have an image. And I appreciate very much that there's this very short poem that's in this collection of awakening poems in the Pali Canon. It was the tradition for some people, if they had awakening, then they would offer a poem. And here's a poem by Kitika. And this is something that he said after awakening. Hey, I kind of like this is the translation of something that starts with, hey, hey, my body is buoyant. Having been touched with vast joy and happiness, my body feels like it's floating, like cotton blowing in the wind. I don't know. This is it. This is his awakening poem. There's something like he's describing the experience, like cotton flowing in the wind, instead of maybe this heavy and, I don't know, tied down and stuck. So mindfulness helps us to see that we have concepts, we have felt experience. Our friend here, Kitaka, he's saying that his body felt buoyant. And he used an image of cotton flowing in the wind. Can we be with our experiences? And helps us to maybe be present for our life. And the more we're present with our life, we discover more and more how sometimes just the act, and I speak from experience, trying to figure everything out, just is a way that kind of ends up distracting us from our life. Is there a way that we can meet it? And Rosemary Traumer in this poem in the beginning, she's saying, meet with love. Maybe that's too tall of an order. Maybe sometimes it's exactly what it is, or maybe sometimes we meet whatever it is just as best we can, with a broken heart, with confusion, with sadness, grief, but just meeting our life. And with that, I'll end. Thank you.